There's a trend going around Instagram right now called the Instagram is fake trend, where business owners and influencers are getting vulnerable and sharing what's really going on for them behind the scenes, the secret thoughts, fears, and beliefs they have that Instagram doesn't show. After seeing quite a few of these posts in my feed the past few weeks, I've noticed some commonalities in what really goes on through the minds of successful business owners. So today, I'm sharing the key takeaways business owners at all levels and stages can learn from this trend. So stay tuned. Hey there, friends, and welcome back to the Flow Business Podcast. I'm Sean, your host, and this is your place to build a business that excites you, not overwhelms you. Have you guys seen the Instagram is fake trend that's been going on the past few weeks? Honestly, it's one of the better trends I've seen take off on Instagram because it actually gets people to show their real selves and be vulnerable, which I think we can all agree is something we would love to see more of these days and really need to see more of from a lot of people. And so for me, it's been a very welcome trend to see. So at least in my feed, this trend has been going on with, I guess we'll say, quote unquote, big business owners, influencers, course creators. And when I say big, I mean really just people with big followings, which doesn't really mean anything. But, you know, we're talking like several hundred thousand followers on Instagram. And at least according to them, because of course, these type of people tend to really talk about how much money they make, which could or could not be true, who knows, but they say they're making in the high sixes to seven or even eight figures per year in their business. So again, according to them, who knows what this really means. Allegedly, they have these really big, successful businesses. They've attracted a lot of followers for various reasons and in various ways. And these are the people who, at least I have seen in my feed, which could be totally different in your feed, as we know, really take on this trend. And for those who haven't seen what they look like, if you haven't seen any of these or haven't noticed them, they are carousel style posts. So the type of post where it's like a still image and then you can swipe and go through more images. And the first slide says, Instagram is fake. Here's what's really going on, or something along those lines, which is why it has the Instagram is fake as the trend. And then the following slides each share a vulnerable thing that's going on for that person right now. And some of them have been things that are going on in their lives, like things they're dealing with or hard times they're having in their personal lives. But a lot of them, the vast majority that I've seen at least, have been what they think or how they feel or these blocks or beliefs that they're having around their business and around their success. So naturally, these posts caught my attention, and then the algorithm noticed that I was paying attention to those types of posts and kept feeding me more and more and more of those types of posts. So by the time it was all said and done, I was seeing these types of posts from people I don't even know or follow. They were just coming up in my feed. They're strangers. I don't know anything about them or their business. But as I was kind of seeing these posts from the people I do follow, I already had the idea of wanting to talk about this. And I even shared about this, the commonalities I see in these posts over on my Instagram stories. But then I was thinking, I want to talk about this deeper. I want to go on the podcast and share this. So then I started really paying attention. So as I'm getting more and more, now it's becoming a straight up research for this particular podcast episode. So I really kind of went down the rabbit hole and ended up seeing quite a few of these Instagram is fake posts over the past few weeks from people I know, I follow, I do actually know and believe that their businesses are what they say they are and are as big as they say they are and as successful. And people I don't know, don't follow, but you know, kind of did some research on their businesses and on what they do. And, you know, according to them, allegedly, they have these big businesses. And so all that to say, that is why we are here. That is how we got to this episode and what I want to talk about today. Because what I could not help but notice is that so many of them said very, very similar, if not almost exactly the same things. And to me, that was like this ultimate flag of, hey, business owners at all stages and doing all kinds of different things and having all different levels of success have very similar inner experiences. So we are going to break down some of those commonalities that I saw come up in this trend and see what we can learn from them, the key takeaways that we can get from this trend and from people really honestly just being vulnerable and sharing what's really going on for them, which there's always so much wisdom when people can and are willing to do that. So first, we'll start with the common things, the common threads that I saw go through most of these types of posts. I broke them down into five different areas. Then I'm going to share what I think are the key takeaways that maybe you or any business owner at any stage can take from this. So the first big commonality in pretty much every single one of these posts that I saw was imposter syndrome. The thought that creeps in of, who am I to be doing this? There are other people who do it so much better. Who's going to listen to me and why should they? These kinds of thoughts that creep in. And we've talked about imposter syndrome a lot here on the show, and we will continue to because it's one of the biggest blocks, barriers, fears, stories for so many people, not even just business owners, all people doing all things, having all types of careers. It's a big one. And what's so interesting about imposter syndrome is that while it's something that everyone experiences, we don't recognize that when it's something that we're dealing with. It feels like we are the only person in the world who is questioning themselves and who is doubting themselves and who is comparing themselves to others and thinking that someone else is doing it better, so why bother? And having all of these really crazy thoughts, it feels like we're alone in that. And I am saying this, I'm coming at this with my own experience of having imposter syndrome, which happens all the time, like probably once a week at least. And when I have those thoughts, it does feel kind of lonely. It feels like there's no way anyone else is possibly also thinking this. It is something that I am doing. It's because of my experience. It's because of my situation and how inadequate I am. And so we get down that spiral where we feel like we're the only ones going through that or having those thoughts. And so this trend really showcased that everyone experiences imposter syndrome at all stages. And you know what? It doesn't go away when you get to a certain level. In fact, it may even amplify. It may get even louder the more things you do, the more you put yourself out there, the more you grow. And so it's really something that we can potentially expect and welcome into our world, welcome in those thoughts, knowing that that is part of the experience. Because I really believe that if you're experiencing imposter syndrome, you are doing it right. And I think seeing all these posts with people who have done some really great things, have these thoughts as well, that just proves that you're doing it right. If you have these moments where you feel like you're doing it wrong, and how interesting is that? And how can we embrace that? And if you don't feel a bit of imposter syndrome as you're building your business specifically, then that may be a sign for you to check in and see if you're playing things too small, which I know is probably not the case for any of you because, like I said, I think imposter syndrome is a big one. But if you're not experiencing that, it's because you're playing too small. So that is where we can embrace it a little bit because it means we're playing big, we're playing out loud, we're doing the thing. All right, moving on to the second big commonality was this thought that their business and success is doomed and or a fluke. I kind of combined two into one that I was seeing in a lot of these posts. So it was really tied to money specifically in that their money is going to disappear or they'll suddenly stop making money, that they'll stop being relevant, that they'll lose everything. And a lot of these people pointed out that this specifically happens. They specifically have these thoughts when they have a bad day or a bad week or a bad month, when they don't hit their goals, basically. So by bad day, bad week, bad month, I don't mean like they're in a bad mood or they have all these things go wrong. It's specifically like they don't hit their revenue goals. Like they have a slow day or week or month. And when that happens, the thoughts kick in immediately of like, okay, well, it's over. That was good while it lasted. Now what am I going to do? Or, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make money again. Or no one wants what I have to offer anymore. It's all going away. So that was really interesting to see. And again, really confirms that feeling insecure around money is a commonality no matter what stage you're in or how much money you make. And we're going to talk about that a lot more coming up. But let me get into number three, which is also around money, but a little different in that they feel a lot of pressure to make the same or even more common was to make more money. And this pressure really all was, at least it felt like, on their shoulders. They maybe have retired their spouse, and so they're the sole income earner. They have these big teams that they've created over the years, and now they're responsible for their team members' income. And so all of it has really amounted to a lot of pressure on them to continue to produce, to continue to have this bigger and bigger and bigger business, which can feel like a lot. And I think there is just always pressure. I think that is a very common word that a lot of business owners would use, that there is pressure. And I think it actually even gets bigger as your business gets bigger, like I said, because of maybe some of the lifestyle changes you've made or the amount of team members you've attracted over those years and who you are now and what you are now responsible for and your business is responsible for. So I thought that was really interesting. And of course, with that level of pressure, they're worried they won't be able to. Again, going back to that second one, they're worried that this is all a fluke and someday it's all just going to end and then they don't know what they'll do. The fourth thing was a really common trend of content creation blocks, feeling uninspired, feeling like nobody cares what they have to say, not wanting to post on social media or be public. So there was a lot of talk around just not always wanting or being inspired to create content. And I think we can all very much relate to that. And I think when we're in this place where it's like, none of our posts are doing well, nothing we put out seems to be connecting or engaging with people, and it all just feels hard and like there's a block around what to share, when you're in that place, again, it feels like you're the only one, especially when you go on to social media or something and you see these posts that seem really awesome and like, gosh, how did they have such a good idea? And how did they know just what to say? And how did they have such a great video or a image to share? And you just really start thinking like you're the only one that struggles to create content. And that is not true. And it does not go away as your business grows. And it doesn't go away the more followers that you have, because it's all relative. Like for you, if you have a small following and you only get a few likes, well, if someone has a million followers and they only get 1,000 likes, like it will probably be the same percentage of engagement. And so there is this relativity to it where I know for people who have small followings, it's like, man, they get so much interaction and there's people liking their things and I can't get someone to even make a comment. But again, it's all relative, and that really does feed in to this story that we all have of why even bother? These posts aren't reaching people, or they're not engaging enough, and the algorithm, blah, blah, blah. That happens at all stages. It doesn't go away because you have more followers and more engagement, it seems. There still is this feeling of like, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to be on social anymore. I just want to go hide. I have no idea what to say. I'm totally uninspired. That is something that is a commonality for all of us. And the last big commonality that I'll share today is this thought of having no clue what they're doing. Questioning themselves a lot, feeling like they're not cut out for entrepreneurship or the business that they have or the amount of followers they have. And really just this mentality of flying by the seat of their pants, kind of building this business as they go without really knowing what they're doing as it's happening. I really, really relate to this one in particular because I do feel that all the time. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just doing it. I'm just doing it and learning as I go. And sometimes it feels good to be like, yeah, I'm just doing it and learning as I go. Heck yeah. And sometimes it goes the opposite direction and it's more like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what I'm doing. So that is a common one. I'm not the only one who feels that way, which is good to know, even though I, of course, already knew that, but good to see that others felt that way as well. Now, I want to take those that I just mentioned and break them down and do some kind of like takeaways, some maybe learning moments from these commonalities of this trend. Takeaway number one, success, money, a big following, whatever it is that you are measuring does not change how you think or feel. It doesn't change what you believe. It doesn't change your stories, because something changing externally is not going to change what's going on internally. It will potentially give it a new costume. It will make it look or sound a little different, but it is not going to change it. So please stop thinking that once XYZ happens, I'll feel better. I won't be stressed all the time. I'll be happy. I'll be able to enjoy my life. Everything will change. That is not what happens. You still have this internal dialogue that will still be there no matter what changes externally, no matter how much money's in your bank account, no matter how many followers you have, no matter how much engagement you get, no matter how many clients you get, you are still going to have that internal dialogue, those stories and those beliefs that are hardwired in your subconscious mind. Until you do something about those, that will still be there. And externally changing something doesn't do the trick. And really, I think this is the ultimate, the biggest and best takeaway from these vulnerable shares that these people did on those posts, because it just shows that everyone is having their own stories, blocks, beliefs, and they are being triggered all the time, no matter what. It does not go away. And I think to really be able to see that from this perspective helps so much to know that, like I've said a few times, you are not alone in this. What you are thinking, feeling, and believing about you and your business and your ability to succeed and your money, that may not be exactly what everyone else is experiencing. All of our stories are different and sound different in our heads, but that we all experience that internal chatter that makes us question things, that makes us want to quit, that makes us want to hide, that makes us not want to take the next big scary step. We all experience that. That is a common thing that we can all really relate to in each other. And it doesn't go away. It does not go away as things change externally. So don't think that something's wrong with you if you are, and I know you are, because you are, I guess I should say, having these blocks, having these moments, having these thoughts that feel really negative and feel really scary and are trying to keep you from taking action. That is something that is really universal across the board. And I hope that you feel less alone knowing that. Takeaway number two, it goes right along with number one, but a little more specific here, and something I really wanted to point out: making more money doesn't mean you stop stressing, worrying, or thinking about money. If you've had money stories, money blocks at some point in your life, which again, I think is probably close to universal. I guess I can't say 100% of people do, but I know a lot of us do. If you have had that at any point in your life, that is not going to go away when your bank account changes and the amount of income you have changes. It will sound different. Again, it will put on a different costume, but they will still be there. And I can say from experience, as someone who went from barely making ends meet in their business, I think this was called as 2016, barely making ends meet, $20,000 in debt, then quite quickly, within a year, making $30,000 a month, then $50,000 a month, then almost $100,000 a month. This is something I have definitely experienced. I have had money stories, money blocks my whole life, and they run deep. Like, not just me, but passed down from my parents and passed down from my grandparents to my parents and so on and so on. It is like generational, as I think a lot of us can relate to and can really see if we look at why we are the way we are with money and think the way we think about money and feel the way we feel about money. It is often passed down from generation to generation. I have done so much work on my mindset around money over the years, and I still have these fear-based narratives. And they are similar to the ones that I saw and what I shared a little earlier in the, like, this won't last, this is a fluke, it's all gonna go away. I have those thoughts, even though it's been years of it not going away. I still have that. I still feel that. And that is not because of anything externally going on in my business or any clues that I'm getting. It is strictly my internal dialogue that I have that's really not even mine. It's like generational dialogue that is just stuck within me based on what I learned and what I saw and what I knew as money was becoming a thing in my life. So it sticks with you no matter what changes externally with your finances. Now, big caveat here. I'm not going to say that making more money is equally as stressful as not having enough. I would never say that, and I don't want to minimize the struggle of that, which I know is very, very real, not having enough money for your basic needs and for your life is a different story and is a different level of stress. So that's not what we're talking about here. Of course, having a different level of income does make it easier to deal with stressful situations in life. It makes it easier to deal with problems. But the message here that I want this takeaway to really convey is that making more money doesn't change your internal dialogue, your internal beliefs, fears, and thoughts about money. That is something that you have to do on your own, and they are deeply embedded. So that is something, like for me, it's taken years and I'm still not there. I still deal with it all the time. It is an ongoing situation for probably all of us. And so until then, until that level of enlightenment with your money, which you probably will never get to, and neither will I, then you can expect to have these different thoughts and stories and fears as you continue to grow your business and make more money. They will just change. They will morph, but you will not all of a sudden be completely stress-free without a care in the world because your bank account has changed. So that's the message I want to get across here. All right, key takeaway number three. These people have the business they have and the success they have and the audience and the engagement they have because they did it anyway. Like, such a huge, huge, big takeaway here. They experience all of these fears, all the stories on a regular basis, and they didn't and don't let that stop them. In fact, they keep building, they keep growing, they keep doing the thing despite these stories and fears and things that are trying to stop them. That is truly what sets apart those who succeed versus those who struggle, those who spin their wheels, those who drag their feet, those who don't take action because their inner narrative is so loud and they're believing it. That is your choice. You get to decide what you believe and what you don't. We all have this mental chatter. This trend on Instagram proved that. We all have that going on. We all have these stories that are trying to stop us. We all have an ego. It doesn't go away when you reach a certain level of success or your business makes a certain amount of money. So there's no need to wait to not feel or not think these thoughts because they're not going anywhere. So what can you do despite those thoughts? How can you move forward despite what your inner narrative is saying? Because it's not going anywhere. And if there's one thing that you can take from this episode, please let it be that. And the last big takeaway I'll leave you with is that Instagram really is fake. Now, until these posts came out from these people, you would think they had these amazing lives with tons of confidence, zero worries, no stress, tons of money, no issues with money, just living the dream, not worried about a thing, not stressed about a thing, just amazing, beautiful, wonderful lives, all captured on Instagram. However, now we know, and now we can remember this for every single person that you see, that you follow on social media, that Instagram or whatever platform you're on is fake. And what people are showing you is obviously a highlight reel. We know this logically. We have heard this all the time. It is obvious that this is the case. But I think that unless you consciously remind yourself of that, it can be easy to get into this place of feeling envious or comparing yourself or feeling jealous of what you see of other people's lives on social media. But there's no need for that because it's fake. It's all fake. And the reality is, and thanks to these posts that we're seeing, everyone is going through something. There's obviously tons of things going on in people's lives, personal lives, that are really hard and challenging. But besides that, there's also this other thing, these stories, these beliefs, these fears, these blocks that people you look up to are also experiencing and will continue to experience no matter what level of success or no matter how big they get. And that means we really are all on this common plane of spending our time trying not to listen to these crazy stories that our ego tells us so that we can take the next step and follow our dreams and do what we actually want to do with our lives, right? We are all going through that and we will continue to go through that. And so it's really a good practice, a good idea for you to just start thinking about how you can build up some resilience around that and what you can do. And gosh, we talk about this so much. There are so many episodes talking about this on this show. So please go back if you need help to try to figure out how to not listen to those stories and do the thing anyway, because that's really the big takeaway here. And it's really time to just create a good protocol or a good strategy for you to work with these thoughts, work with your beliefs, work with your ego, because it's not going anywhere. So how can we work with it? And how can you do the thing despite it? That's the whole goal here. And that's really what will set you apart. That's really what it takes to do the thing and to grow your business and to have the level of success that you want to have. And sure, if it takes an Instagram trend to really bring that to light and see that it's not going to change, it doesn't change, it still happens in other people, it still happens at different levels of success, we're all going through it. So how can you move past that in your own life, in your own business, to do what you want to do and make it happen? All right, I'll get off my soapbox now. I really got into that last one, but I hope you can see how important this little trend on Instagram really became. And as soon as I saw it, I knew it was something I wanted to share with you guys, because of course, there's always something we can learn from these things. All right, my friends, let me know what you thought of this trend. If it was something that you saw, head over to Instagram where you can DM me at Sean Miner and we can chat about that. I'd love to know some of your takeaways or what you really noticed. And until next time, take care. Hey, wait up before you go. Do you want to know the biggest reason why your business may not flow? Because it's not in alignment with your personality type. Building the right business for you means knowing your strengths, weaknesses, energetic expression, and what's most important to you so you can build your business accordingly. Before you spend one more minute working on your business, let's make sure it's the right business for you. I've created a fun 2-minute quiz to discover your flow business personality type. With the results of this quiz, you'll know exactly what to prioritize in your business so you can feel confident knowing you're building a business you love. Head over to seanminer.com/quiz right now to find out your flow business personality type. And once you find that out, hop over to Instagram and let me know what you discover. Again, that's seanminer.com/quiz. As always, the link is in the show notes.